On Saturday, German police arrested an 18-year-old man who admitted to creating the computer virus Sasser. Well, I guess it's a more technically called a computer worm, and it appeared a week ago, and it's believed to be one of the Internet's most costly outbreaks of sabotage. The suspect was turned in last week, apparently by acquaintances seeking a $250,000 reward from Microsoft. Officials are calling this a rare victory, as virus writers are often hard to catch. Joining us with an update on the Sasser arrest and details on what it takes to catch virus writers is Clive Thompson. He is a science and technology writer for the New York Times Magazine and Slate. He joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome.
How are you doing?
I'm well. So update us on the arrest of the Sasser creator, or the alleged Sasser creator. Why did this arrest happen so quickly? I mean, this virus was, or worm, was just unleashed a week ago.
Absolutely. In fact, this is one of the quickest reactions anyone has ever seen in a case involving a virus or a worm. And it's basically entirely because the rewards program that Microsoft has had going for a while seems to have worked. It seems to have gotten enough notice that people are now thinking, if they have any information, that they should turn it in. And that's precisely what happened. In the past, trying to catch a worm or a virus writer was a very, very slow process because you didn't have inside information. And this time they did.
Wow. But this is interesting because a lot of virus writers, as I've read and you've written yourself, they love to attack Microsoft. And yet here's a situation where Microsoft was able to use its clout, a.k.a. money in this case, to convince others to turn in someone who would normally, I mean, these guys would normally band together in their hatred of Microsoft.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think the irony is lost on anyone in this situation. And the thing that's really interesting is that when Microsoft originally announced this last year, there was actually quite a lot of laughter about it because the virus writers and the worm writers on all their discussion boards were saying that nothing will ever happen, no one will ever turn anyone else in. And that turned out to be very false, as we've seen.
Is bounty hunting now, do you think, going to be the best way of getting people to be tracked down? Or because I gather that some of the more formal search efforts have not been nearly as successful.
Well, yes, that's very true. And I think it will become more important in the future because the thing is this, almost all police work, if you talk to police officers, comes down to the really, really big breaks in a case are often when someone just steps forward and says, I know what's going on. Up until now, people have tried to hunt down virus and worm writers by looking at things like tracks and traces of where the stuff is coming from. But that can be really, really hard to figure out because, after all, if you have if you break into a computer in Germany and then use it to break into a computer in Australia and use that to break into a computer in Illinois, you can release the virus from there. And it's very hard to figure out forensically where it came from. But if you get someone who's inside the operation or is close to it, and if they step forward and say, I think I know who it is, suddenly you have a much faster route to much better information.
The suspect in this case is only 18 years old. Is it unusual to have someone that young writing a worm?
No. In fact, actually, as I found when I started investigating the groups of worm writers, that they tend to be almost precisely that, young, intelligent, bored teenagers. Many of them are in Europe these days. This one, Sasser worm writer, the alleged Sasser worm writer is in Germany. That's a very common place for a lot of virus writers because over in the States, where there used to be a lot of virus writers and worm writers in the 90s, it's kind of dried up. The scene's dried up because the U.S. has started prosecuting very aggressively these types of cases, and the word has gotten out that if you're going to do this stuff, don't do it inside the U.S.
Well, maybe that's a blessing we can be thankful for.
Well, I mean, definitely. I think what's happening now is that it is the environment, the global environment is turning against worm and virus writers. For years, none of the police forces anywhere took it very seriously.
Clive, we have to stop, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
Thanks very much for joining us. Clive Thompson is a science and technology writer for New York Times Magazine and Slate. He joined us from our New York bureau. In Washington, I'm Joe Palca, NPR News.